Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. Want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every week to be with you. Our callback number, or our call-in number, 323-203-0815. And that's how you can get us. So I want to say, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air, and a little bird has told me that we have calls waiting. Are you ready to take calls?
I'm ready.
Okay, let me tell our switchboard. We're ready. And yeah, we have a great switchboard guy, Ronan. He's been wonderful to us, and he keeps us on our toes with these calls coming in. It's beautiful. So it looks like we have a caller. Join caller, are you there? You're on the air live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, are you there?
Oh, is this? No, I was just joining the conference call. So,
Okay. Well, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just figuring out how this works. So sorry.
Oh, no problem. Thanks.
Right,
if
bye-bye.
You have a question, bye. Call back. Okay, so that's latalkradio.com is our web address where you can listen to us live, and you don't have to call in to hear. You just got to click.
Hello?
Ah, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
So a guy has been dating me for a couple of months, and we've moved into the next phase where we are having intercourse now. So we waited 3 months and all that. But
did you wait or did you get a commitment?
I got a commitment.
Monogamy, continuity, and longevity goals similar.
Yes.
Good.
So, but then since we started having intercourse, I feel like he doesn't ask me out anymore. We used to go out and, we're really into the outdoors.
Well, those were the courtship days.
Right. So now it's turned into, he comes over, if like almost every night, and I'm just kind of getting really bored from just doing that, just staying in the house. So
I hear you, but have you asked him to negotiate time, space, money, and play?
I guess not time. So
okay, have you read the book, Getting to I Do? Have you read my book?
Yes, and I'm getting to that. So,
okay, chapter 14 is negotiating time. I time, we time, us time, space. You want to be out of the house as well as in the house. Money.
So that was...
And play.
So yesterday I was going to go through your 5-step cleanup. I asked, can we talk and all that. And actually, before we could talk, he actually asked me if we could go out hiking. So I was like, oh, I guess I don't have to bring this up again.
Yeah, that's right.
But after dinner, he got into an accident. I mean, nothing major, just like a scrape on his car. So... he thinks that he can't quite commit to hiking this weekend because I think he'll need to go get his car fixed. So he asked me if I would go out over to his place and just hang out there. And so I feel like I still need to bring this thing up, but then I also don't want to seem like, I guess, a bitch for bringing it up when
Well, this is probably not the weekend to do it.
Okay.
But he is aware of what the subject matter is. And had he been to his house?
No, I haven't been to his house. And he doesn't know what the subject matter is. At least I don't think so.
No, but what I'm saying is you are not going to be in your house. You're going to be visiting his house, which will be getting to know him, you see?
Right.
So my suggestion is that this weekend his date is in his house. So he's actually starting to do what you want him to do, because his intuition probably tells him to do it. So would you be happy with that date this weekend?
Okay, well, I think I'm torn because I haven't been to his place and I'm excited to meet his dog and all that. But then I feel like I'm still going to be resentful because he can't, like he said, he can't commit to the hiking. So I feel like I still want to bring that up. I don't know.
This weekend.
Well, I feel like if I wait any longer, it's just going to keep eating at me.
Only if you want to ruin the relationship. You're entering the imperfect period, the second 3 months. Is your mother masculine? Where did you learn this masculine characteristic? Did your mother run the house?
I guess.
Well, I don't know. Did your dad? Who are you like? Where'd you learn this?
I actually don't know.
So
I mean, my mom was there, but I don't know. My parents were not that involved, so I don't know if I got anything from
them.
So
you don't mind that you're calling me up, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. He's already on the stick when it comes to she needs to get out of her house and go out and explore the world. He did that when he said about hiking. Then he had the minor accident. Then he said, come on over to my house. I'll entertain you there. You see, I'm wondering for what reason you're ready to start pushing him away.
I don't know. I think I'm just getting bored.
I know you're getting bored, but bored is you've found out you're bored and you made a plan, which I support, which is you getting an appointment to negotiate time, space, money, and play. And then reality set in and something happened that he's handling this weekend, but he's also handling your boredom.
Right.
So,
okay.
Are you willing to investigate him some more, or has he finished? Are you done with him?
I don't think I'm done with him. So I think I can wait one more weekend. But I guess at some point, like if he doesn't ask me again, then I will have to
go back
to what I was planning on doing.
How do you feel about one weekend at his place and him getting his car fixed?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I think what's maybe bothering me is that he said
what's bothering
me that he can't commit to hiking. And I'm just thinking, you know, if his car is going in,
oh,
then
so
maybe we can take my car.
Do not, I didn't know he was committed to hiking. I thought he was committed to not being in your house and being outside with you.
Had that conversation yet.
But that's what you're going to have. The conversation is you can negotiate at his house about what's going on.
Okay,
you
so
don't
you think
have
it's
to
okay.
put aside. You see, what I'm picking up is you're ready to end it. What
right,
I'm
and I
thinking
don't want
of,
to.
What I'm thinking is you're going to his house. That mm-hmm. would be a good place for you to bring up the subject. What's his first name?
Jeff.
What?
Jeff.
Jeff, I'm enjoying being here, getting to know you from this point of view, but I have some ideas I want to share with you about our dating. Would it be convenient for you to sit on your porch or in your house and talk about our dating boundaries? There's no reason you can't negotiate from his house. And you're out of your house.
Right.
Would you consider negotiating time, space, money, and play this weekend at his place?
Yeah, that's fine with me for this weekend.
Good. Now.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be him, you're going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to make an appointment with me, being him, to talk. Would you do that, please? Use one of my tools.
Jeff, there's something I need to talk to you about. Is this a good time, preferably today, to talk?
Wait a minute. You didn't give the subject.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jeff, I would like us to talk about...
I would like signals that you don't expect to get what you want. That's another slip.
Okay.
Take
I
three.
Need to... Okay. Hey, Jeff, I need to talk to you about...
No,
our...
need means you're going to die if he doesn't do it.
I want
if the word is want.
Okay. I want to talk to you about our dating schedule and how we spend time together. Is this a good time to talk to you, preferably today? Or can I talk to you today?
Not can I, that's begging.
Oh.
Is today convenient? Now convenient?
Is now convenient? So,
yes, it is. Now, yes, it is. Now, what do you say to him?
I say to him, I'm having a lot of time in...
No,
time.
What you say to him is a stroke. Jeff, I really appreciated that you thought about taking us hiking. I'm sad about your car getting bumped. You see, and I really like this idea of seeing where you live. However, I'm uncomfortable. Fill in the blank. You first stroke somebody when you're going to negotiate with them.
Okay.
So you've asked for the appointment and he said yes. Now start from the point of stroking him. For what he's already started to do.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think I can do that.
Do it now.
So the okay. So let's see. The stroke would be I appreciate that you asked me to come out to your house. It's nice to see your dog and spend time with you. but
and
getting. Oh, and I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that your
and
car.
And it was nice of you to think of hiking.
Oh, and it was nice of you to think about hiking this weekend. And I'm sorry we couldn't do that because of your accident.
Accident with the car. I would be more comfortable if.
I would be more comfortable if we spent more time outside doing outdoor activities.
No, more now. What you're doing now is evasive. I want to be out of your house and my house once at least on the weekend. What is it you want?
I want us to go outdoors maybe every other weekend. I don't know if I can do every week, but at least every other weekend.
Then what do you ask him?
What do you think
about that?
So I want to go out with you at least every other weekend. What do you think about that?
And then he'll tell you. Now, have you got a plan that's positive and building?
What do you mean?
What we just did, was it positive and building in the relationship?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When I got on the phone with you, you were ready to dump him.
Yeah, so I think this will, at least telling him how I truly feel, I think that might help. Because I know he will listen.
It gives
to
him
me.
A chance to negotiate.
Right.
So will you do it?
Yes, I will do it. I just
Good
wasn't
luck.
Sure. I wasn't sure if this was the right weekend to bring it up, but yeah, I'll do it.
There's nothing wrong with this weekend.
Okay, so I shouldn't ask him about why he can't commit this weekend.
What?
So I shouldn't ask him why he cannot commit this weekend.
Because he doesn't have a car.
Right, okay. So I shouldn't suggest taking my car. That would be masculine.
Yes, it would.
Okay, all right.
Practice being the girl.
Okay, I'll try. I'm really trying to be feminine. It's hard. But,
I know that, sir.
Yeah.
You want to be sir?
No, I don't. Just at work.
Okay. Good
okay.
luck.
Okay, thanks, Pat. Yeah, thanks.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Caller.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Well, what do you say, Dr. Allen?
What I say is, I hope, she worked with me, and that's really all I care about.
I agree. Hey, we've got another caller on the air. Hey, caller, you're live on the air. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller. Caller, are you there? All right. Our caller has run away. Okay. I think they get a little stage right. So we've got another one coming up. And here we go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Cool. Yes, I do have a question. I don't even know how to phrase it. So about a year and a half ago, I had a relationship, and it was a relationship that was very passionate and exciting, but it had no future because he was already married. And
why did it have a future? Wait a minute.
Because he was married.
What?
I was a mistress. He was married.
Oh, he was married. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I realized the way it ended, I was very kind of heartbroken and disappointed. Even though it had to end, I knew it. But is there such a thing that people get so heartbroken and then they're just, like, they're not even the same people anymore? Because I now I go on, men go on dates with me. I had a boyfriend after that for 10 months. It didn't work out because he wasn't male enough for me, but it wasn't on the same level. Like, I wasn't in love with him as much as I was with that other man. But is it possible to just, when people go through a very difficult situation, a heartbreak, that they're kind of, like, cool down a little bit, or they're just not, they don't react the same? Is it possible at all, or I just haven't met that, you know, the right person for me? What do you think?
Being a mistress, unless you're a gold digger, is a very...
I wasn't.
You know, it's a very abusable thing. You know, there's a heart attack that's called the broken heart syndrome. And it's when you're betrayed by somebody you love, whether it's your kid or whether it's your relative or your loved one, man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack. And it's caused by the tremendous pain of being betrayed by someone you love. The heart fills up with fluid. And even if it's healthy, it runs the risk of a heart attack. So I advise people I work with, if someone you love betrays you and your heart hurts, please go to the emergency ward and have it checked. Because it's, you can look it up on your Google system, the broken heart syndrome. So the answer to it.
Oh, I know about it. It's my heart never hurts physically.
Okay.
I think I'm fine. But.
So that means you're going to try being a mistress again?
Oh, no. I'm not doing that again because it was very painful. Very painful.
Okay. So now that we know that you don't want to be a mistress again, you probably won't have that form of problem.
No. But I kind of find myself, I've realized, like, I'm not cynical. I don't think I've become cynical, but I've kind of, it's almost like I have this thought, like, well, you know, if I do, and we've talked about this in your class as well, and you told me I was wrong, but it's like this, maybe I just need EMDR more or something, but it's almost like I think that a guy I'll be with will only, because I'm pretty, like, men like me, I'm pretty exciting, I think I'm very attractive. But then they only see that sparkly side of me. I'm like, what if I'm, like, depressed about something, you know? What if something bad happens? Like, if I'm not perfect,
well,
they won't want me. I have this, you know.
What you're saying is you entertain men and they enjoy being entertained, but you don't build friendships. See, monogamy, continuity, and longevity separates the good guys from the bad guys. If you're easy to be with, easy to have sex with, he's going to enjoy you for the short run, but he's not your friend.
No, I'm not easy to have sex with anymore. Far from it.
You see? Now, where did you pick up the skill of being casually sexual? Making marriage without a document, and marriage mating, and marriage is mating with the document. So what is the reason that you, how many times have you been a mistress?
Just one time.
Oh, just one time. So this is just your pilot program. Okay. And you don't want to do it again.
No.
All right. Do you want a monogamous, continuous, long-term mating relationship? or do you want a monogamous, continuous marriage?
I want marriage. I want to be legally married. Yes, it's very important for me. I won't.
Okay.
Everything that I know from you, like I will never ever going to live with anyone unless we're engaged at least.
I got it. So what you're asking me is simply about the pain of being a mistress. And I told you what I know, including the serious repercussion of the Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What also worries me in this situation is like that was my like biggest love of my life, basically. But also it was very intense because I couldn't have him. So
I know
think,
that.
And this is scary.
That,
yeah.
Were your mom and dad friends?
I don't know. They were together for a very long time, almost 24 years, but I don't think so. There was always some
Are
sort
they
of resentment.
Still together?
No, they divorced a long time ago.
Who divorced who?
My mom kicked him out, so my mom initiated the divorce.
Because he was?
He was not a good husband. He was not a good father. He wasn't paying attention to us. He was something else was always more important than his family, basically.
All right, so
he was a girl. She was a boy.
Mom, what?
He was a boy. She was the man. He was the female in the relationship.
Okay, and you understand to be a good mistress, you have to be a man. You have to be a gold digger, or you've got to want the shallowness of that. It's intense.
I was never. Yeah, I was never a gold digger. That's not me at all. But I wanted.
I know.
I remember in the beginning. Uh-huh. I got into it because I thought, oh, how perfect. This won't be full-time, and it will be exciting because, if I'm in a relationship with someone all the time, I'll be bored. Here, I cannot be bored. And then it, of course, turned into this massive, not tragedy, but very, very painful situation for me because I was in love with him.
Okay. Would you consider building a relationship the next time you're invited into a relationship?
Yes, totally. Absolutely. I'm afraid I'll be bored. You know, like if I'm so used to this pain and this excitement at the same time, I'm just horrified that men that are normal men, it'll just not be good enough and I'll just be frustrated.
Well, then please feel free to keep on being an easy lay mistress. If that's more fun for you.
It's more fun. No, I mean, I'm not doing that again, but it was definitely very exciting, but the pain, it was too much, so I couldn't continue.
All right. So how about you take the time to find somebody that's willing to get to be friends with you, even though you're sexually attracted to each other and you have affection, mm-hmm. but you don't have intercourse until you're building something long term.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? And
yeah.
You've read my book, right?
Oh, I've read all
Getting
of them.
Getting to I Do?
Yes. I have,
Would you
yes.
do what's... What?
I have read it, yes.
Okay. Will you do it my way this time?
Yeah, I am. And I am. I just haven't really... Well, I had luck with my last boyfriend. I did it your way, and it was good, and we're still friends, so it's good. But I haven't just met
Why did it fall apart? Why did it fall apart?
He's midway through the relationship, he would start to push the responsibilities of just being a man onto me. He became very passive. And since I was passive and feminine, it just kind of stalled, basically.
All right.
So
how long
I didn't
a relationship
go male.
Did you have with him?
10 months.
Okay, so it was under a year and you gave it a go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the best you can do, really, is to find somebody and give it a go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just keep doing it. But it's not possible for someone to go through heartbreak and just completely change like their personality, right? That's not a thing, or is there?
I want you not to have intercourse until you're friends and he's proven trustworthy. I don't trust human beings till they prove that they're trustworthy. Make and keep agreements, okay?
Okay.
You might like the excitement of a fast relationship, but it doesn't build well.
Are you asking whether or not you feel, are you saying you sort of feel like you become apathetic?
You know, almost, yes, kind of. Like, not cynical, but it's like I expect, it's like, well, sure, I'll have the 3 months, and then the shit starts, you know, like, oh, it's just a matter of time, or like, it's just a matter of something before he doesn't want me anymore. Because with this relationship, kind of, you're right. I don't want to be a spinster.
I'm going to say something that's really sad. Relationship ends.
All of them. You've said that before.
The secret of a good relationship is enjoy it while it's there. Do you realize you're dating and planning the collapse?
Yes. I do realize that. I just don't know what to do with it.
Okay. That negativity, like I said, say after me, all relationships end with death or divorce. All of them.
Oh.
Say it.
Oh, all relationships end with death or divorce.
So I'd rather be a spinster, or I'd rather enjoy them while they're there. Which is it?
I can be a spinster and enjoy while... Well, of course I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, but you sound like you're a spinster.
That's pretty close. Cause, it's very hard for me. I mean,
Don't start a relationship. You're too negative.
Okay.
Got it?
I think it could be a turnoff, because, you know, I can't do this.
What are you going to do?
I'll just do what I've been doing. I'll just keep going on dates and see what happens. It's like I'm waiting for someone like to come and like pull me out of this apathy by how amazing they are. But you can't, you know, I can't just sit and wait to be rescued. Like, that, I don't think that's healthy.
It isn't, because what you're doing is waiting for somebody to come and take you into their world. The problem with that is you're not there.
Yeah. What do you mean you're not there by, like, not,
because
not
you
presenting
don't care.
Enough?
You're not going to do, you're not going to go out and date. You're not going to set up boundaries. You're not going to do your half of the game.
Okay, no, I will. I think it's just a matter of time. It's been so long since I've felt that, you know, that excitement. It's just I'm getting depressed from it, I think.
I got news for you. Instead of excitement, how about comfort? How about making a friend with chemistry interesting to you? And by the way, date three times before you throw them away.
Yeah. No, comfort is good too. I like comfort too. My last boyfriend, it was comfortable actually, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't good enough. Well, I mean, it twisted at the end, but it wasn't, you know, not bad enough where I would consider marrying him, but it was, you know, it was a nice break from the craziness that I had before as well, so.
All right. Well, figure out, spinster or committed?
Okay. Well, spinster sounds pretty bad. But I've heard, you know, I've heard they're now making wines for cats so that you don't ever have to drink alone anymore. I saw a picture of it. So, hey, all the spinsters that are listening, watch out. It's going to come. It's going to be in the supermarket very soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Wine for cats. That should be an interesting one.
Right.
Should definitely be an interesting one. Okay. Oh, our switchboard is wonderful, and he's telling me we have another call coming in. Very exciting.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thanks so much for giving me a call back. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Well, first, if I can, I just want to give a quick testimonial to say thank you for all of your work. I've been following you for 2 years and I've called into the radio show a couple times now, and I'm happy to say that I've been engaged to the man of my dreams for about 4 months now, and everything is really good. So thank you for all of your work.
And thank you for letting us all hear it so that we're all inspired. So
yeah,
do we have
it definitely
anything
works.
We can do for you that isn't already done?
Yes, definitely. So the struggle that I've had lately was that I've been really focused on not being a career woman.
You want to be a woman with a career?
I want to be a woman with a career, and I don't want to be a workaholic. So
I hear you. Was your mother a workaholic?
She was always very fearful of losing her job. And she, yes, she, a lot of her identity was tied to.
That's a workaholic.
Yeah.
She's waiting for the bomb to go off.
Always, yes. So okay. I have a lot of that mentality where I'm always afraid that if I step back from work or pull back from work, something really bad is going to happen, and it makes me have a hard time of like really consistently setting healthy boundaries with work. So how do I do
so
that? How do I desensitize?
Enjoy. Okay. Did you listen to the last caller?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say it to you because I guess that this is going to be tonight's theme. Every relationship, every job is going to end, all of them. The secret of a well-lived life is to enjoy what you've got while you've got it, knowing full well that there may be a change. You see, what you're doing is you're having a good life, but you're negative about it. You're busy at the end of it instead of enjoying it for today. An attitude of gratitude is the best relationship builder you can have. Each day is a treasure.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Are you
That's
willing,
very true.
Are you willing to stop your negative beliefs that you've got to pay attention to the bad days that are coming and ignore the good days you've got?
Yeah, I don't think I can afford to ignore the good days that I have.
I've got news for you. I guarantee that even if something bad happens, a person that rolls with the punches digs themselves out of the mess. I've been bankrupted twice. That's unusual because I don't really spend money much, but I get robbed. I've been married 4 times. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned these lessons, and I can honestly say at 84 that I enjoy my life. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I'm happier than I've ever been. And yet, I'm older than I've ever been. So if
why
you want
do I feel
what
like...
I've got, what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Please go on.
What?
I was just going to say, please continue.
Oh, well, the only thing I've got to continue is there any way that we can tell you or help you enjoy the days, be grateful for everything good that happens, and handle what's bad?
Yeah, I guess I just have to do it and continuously remind myself.
No, you don't have to do it. Your mother taught you to be afraid of the dark days.
Yes.
Which then shadows the good days. So you're either waiting, you're a norepinephrine addict, pain addict. There's a book called A Taste for Pain by a Danish therapist named Maria Marcus. And it's about people that think, like your mother, that life is a painful thing, that you can't anticipate pleasure, and if you get any pleasure, somebody's going to take it away or ruin it. So you're always in pain, even when there's nothing wrong.
That's spot on to describe my mother. How do I break the cycle?
So will you please anticipate pleasure each day, knowing full well that occasionally there will be things that are painful? But anticipate pleasure. Feed yourself right. Exercise yourself right. Be negotiable with the people you love.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Anticipate pleasure each day. I never thought of it that way.
I know. You anticipate nothing but pain.
I do. I prepare for pain, like every... Like, that's always the fear.
I understand that.
Something bad's going to happen.
Well, preparing for pain invites pain.
Right. Yeah, I agree. That's true. And
Eckhart
I don't want to invite
Tolle has his book, Be Here Now. You're not in the moment. You're in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
So are you willing, maybe for the month of September, to every day write down the pleasure you had that day?
Yes, yes. That's a great idea. I'll do that. I love that idea.
Do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck.
Perfect.
And thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Saying that I helped you do something.
Well,
that brought me pleasure.
That's good. Your work has brought me a lot of pleasure, and I really appreciate it. Like, it's, I called in and I listened to so many other women calling in, and now I could just call and say it definitely works. So thank you for doing the work you do. And thank you, Kelly.
Good.
Thank you both for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks, caller.
Okay,
good
bye-bye.
Luck. Bye-bye. I love that, Dr. Allen. You got to take a little pleasure in everything, every day. And even if it's something simple that you do for yourself.
That's exactly right. Just looking for pleasure in your life is good for you.
I think it really is. And one of my favorite things is I love coffee. And, when I get up in the morning, I do this whole ritual of making my pot of coffee and drinking it, sitting outside where, the deers are walking through my yard. And it's a great pleasure. And I always remind myself, when you woke up this morning, you've got to go out and sit on your porch and drink a delicious cup of coffee in the beautiful morning. And I remind myself when I'm getting irritated or aggravated or something's not going my way, don't forget, you got that this morning. You know, that was your,
right.
That was your little piece of heaven. So, but when you were telling her that, it was just ringing so true that you have to reach out and grab that even if it's just a tiny thing like a cup of coffee, you know.
Right.
It has great meaning, you know, like reading a good book or watching a film or even listening to a beautiful piece of music. It's, you just got to find the pleasure in things. And I think sometimes we overlook it, especially with our lives moving at the speed that they move. I think we almost get anesthetized to the pleasure principle.
Right. Okay.
So,
what are we going to do now?
Well, I want to talk about what is going on this weekend. What are you doing this weekend? Because we haven't talked about that yet. What classes have you got coming up, Dr. Allen?
None this weekend. It's a holiday weekend.
Woo! You're getting a day off. Are you going to go in somewhere and do something fun?
Yes, I am. I'm going to, hopefully, to be very, very honest, a friend of mine needs a ride home from a shot that he's taking for pain, and they won't let him drive himself. So I'm going to have the pleasure of his company, you know?
Yes.
That'll be good. And I'm going to finish reading my student's dream book, because that's going to carry the message, and that's pleasurable for me.
So you're hitting on pleasure this weekend. This is going to be a pleasure weekend for you.
Oh, totally. And, of course, I have a boyfriend and man friend, and we have fun. We'll go out Saturday night, and so there.
Well, that's awesome, because a lot of times, you know, you are a very busy lady, and
but I'm less busy now because I'm working less, and that means that I have the fun of doing groups that I'm a part of, you see?
Yeah. Well, also, too, you do your phone appointments, and you do them in as little as 15 minutes or however long somebody needs, and you can do those on
Absolutely.
The phone. And those phone appointments have been really, really awesome, and we get a lot of calls asking us if you do that. And so I wanted to remind everybody that you do. And that number is 949-723-0338. And you can also contact Sue Wagner at info@drpatallen.com. And that's drpatallen.com, which is important because sometimes people write the word D-O-C-T-O-R, but it's drpatallen.com. And
right.
Also, too, we do have some classes coming
yes,
up.
Yes, we do.
So wantistore.com is where you're going to go for that. We've got another caller, our last call of the night. Hey, caller, you're on the air
okay.
live with Dr. Allen.
Let's
do you have
do
a
it.
Question?
Let's do
Great.
It.
Yes, Dr. Allen. Hi, it's Laura. How are
hi,
you?
Hi. I'm fine.
Great.
What are you calling
Great to
for?
Hear from you. I missed you. So, quick question
well,
for you.
Ask me.
This question is regarding about my father. So it's about my relationship with my father, and I don't know if culture has to do with
it. With your
anything.
Father?
Yes.
Okay. How old are you?
Oh, I am 40.
Okay, so he's 60, 70, what is it?
Yeah, he's about like 78.
Do you like him? I know you love him, but do you
I
like
love him? He was in the war. I grew up without him. I reconnected more with him here. But here's the dynamic
what?
Of the relationship. He doesn't my family doesn't talk to him that much. I'm the only one who keeps the communications with him. So the relationship has always been like I always reach out to him you know, to say, hi, how are you doing? Let's go to eat. He doesn't do that to myself and my stepsister. And he only reaches
understand.
Out when he
are you
someone.
Giving it to him for him or for you?
For you, for me first, then for him.
Well, then, does it not please you that you can bring a mature person pleasure for your sake?
Yes, but here's this incident just happened today. He had
What's
asked
the
me
problem?
To phone. Okay, he has asked me to get some relative number from his sister today. And so I said to him, and I said, why don't you give your sister a call? Otherwise, I'm always a messenger. And he's like, I don't, it's like he hesitates and doesn't walk to talk to his sister. So when he called me to get the number, and I said, listen, I talked to your sister. She said that she was going to give you a call to let you know, you know, the numbers that you're looking for. And I was very respectful to him. I said, by the way, there's something sensitive I want to talk to you today about. Would this be a good time? And then he was like, what is it about? And I told him, I said, look, I love when we get together and things like that, but I want to let you know how my sister and I feel about our relationship. I said, what is making me feel like, I said, when it feels like we're the only one who's reaching out to you, and it would be nice if you call us and say hello or say, let's go grab to eat. And his response to me was, okay, then don't ever call me again, and hangs up.
Yes, there's the program.
What's the
he
program?
He freed you to not have the pleasure of caring for his feelings.
Okay. I mean, and it's hard for me to understand because his parents are very loving parents to him, and I don't know why he's been this
what,
way.
What you're looking for, what you're looking for is, darling, you say
yes,
you're doing it for you. If you're doing it for you, you're not looking at what he is giving you.
Okay.
He is a disabled guy. I can hear it.
Okay.
And you and your sister have found the secret of bringing pleasure to yourself by pleasing a disabled old man. Now, you told him how unhappy you're in the relationship, and he very quietly cut you off. So you're free now not to have the pleasure of comforting him. How do you feel about that?
Okay, I mean, it was upsetting to me at the moment, but now I've realized, you know, it didn't feel good to me, but you know what? I mean, I don't want to go on living the rest of my life not having communications with them. I just...
It's over.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. We're out of time.
Okay.
Please call us back. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say real quick before we go?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And then taking action.
Beautiful. We love you, everyone. We'll be back next week. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.